Yo, what's smackin', Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. You know the voice of L. Scott Fitzgerald, man. You know the NBA action never stops, man. Free agency is doing what it's doing. So the Summer League is actually going on right now on NBA TV. If you guys would check that out, man. Games 1, 2, 3, days 1, 2, and 3. The Lakers just beat the Warriors, you know what I'm saying? In Summer League action, I want to check out the Denver Nuggets. So if you guys are checking out your new teams, want to see the rookies play, Pelicans are playing basketball along with the Bulls, man. So if you guys want to see some of these newer, younger, upstart teams, man, they are in action at Summer League. You feel me? So if you guys are hungry for basketball action, you can check that out. Also, the NBA Drew League is out, and the Big Three is still playing basketball all summer long. So if you guys need basketball in your life, you got that scratch, that itch, Ball is Life, check it out on YouTube, and check out L. Scott Fitzgerald on YouTube. Look for HOF Press Badge, Hall of Fame Press Badge, and guess what? Your boy pops up, man. Appreciate it, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald, man, is the name. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. Basketball is the game. Look, if you want basketball, it's still going down. Appreciate you guys. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, L. Scott Fitzgerald. Welcome to the vibe, man. Appreciate you. It's lit. Stick around. Stay tuned. Don't you go nowhere. Yo, what's smackin', Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. You know the voice, L. Scott Fitzgerald, the enemy god is in the building. Look, I don't sound too great, but it is what it is. I'm still trying to get over this cold. I'm still at the end of it, but welcome back. We back lit. Welcome to the vibe. If it's your first time listening, second time, third time listening, you haven't already, smack yourself first, then smash the like button. Turn that favorite star gold and join the Hall of Fame fam and join the Hall of Fame alums. Subscribe. Follow the official HOF Press Badge handle at Twitter and at the Hardwood Amino app. Look, we're on every platform that you can hear podcasts on, and search for L. Scott Fitzgerald on YouTube or HOF Press Badge. Either one. You'll find me on YouTube. We are simulcasting on YouTube, so hopefully you guys are checking out the YouTube page as well as iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Apple and Google Podcasts, and Spotify. We're not on ESPN Pod Center yet, but we will get there soon enough. The Herd Podcast Network, we're going to get there soon enough. But let's talk about basketball in general. Welcome to the barbershop. You know the vibes, man. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The Twitter is at Justel Scott. If you want to join the conversation, follow the hashtag HOF Alumni, HOF Alums, HOF Fam. How are you doing today, loved ones? I am waiting, just as everyone else is waiting. And that has the Hall of Fame Press Badge at a standstill. So let's get into it, man. Straight off the dribble, the free agency is at a standstill because there's one ball to bounce. There's one domino left to fall. There's one lead left on the tree. And we're waiting on the whole branch to come down at this point because he is patiently waiting. And that's what he should do. I'm talking about Kawhi, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know who I'm talking about number two. The energy is there. You feel me? Simple. He's doing it for the culture, and he's probably going to make this announcement sometime tomorrow. If he makes the announcement today, it'll be late, somewhere around 8 or something like that. He'll make that decision, and then we'll be stuck talking about it all 4th of July. Either he's going to do it on 4th of July in the morning, which would be decent, but it is what it is, man. No comments yet on Kawhi's decision, but there's a couple more free agents out there that have us waiting. We have JaVale McGee. We have DeMarcus Cousins. We've got the Morris brothers are still open for business. And what do we call this? They say the A-lister is still out there. All the B-listers are gone. Now we're stuck with C and D-listers, and most of the C's are gone. And DeMarcus Cousins, he's on the fence. He supposedly doesn't have a market for him. There's nobody willing to open the doors for him. And so I have to point at OKC. Why I want to point my finger at OKC? I want to point my finger at OKC. I think my finger is wagging in their face. I want to keep it too thou wow. Y'all got Mike Muscala for some money. I'm going to be humble. I'm not trying to catch a body. I come in peace. I'm not trying to violate. OKC, you went ahead and put that money on Billy Donovan. Come on, man. I'm not trying to get triggered right now, but it's curtains for that man. He got to go. He's got to go. Mike Muscala is a peasant. He's a peasant. I'm beyond that. Yes, he is one of those. But I think that OKC, instead of getting Mike Muscala, why didn't you just take a chance on getting DeMarcus Cousins? Let him sit on that bench, and then once you all figure out what you all are going to do with Steven Adams, and you'll be fine. I see that they're trying. His name has been in a lot of conversation, but it hasn't been in the rumor mill yet, the quote-unquote rumor mill. The rumor mill is when the name is out there, one of those, it's out there on the trading block, and there's different teams calling, just asking questions. And so with those questions being asked, someone is reporting on those questions being asked, and it gets out there that, hey, he's on the block. And they actually have suitors. So that's what the rumor mill is about. I don't know if they're trying to finesse some slight about Steven Adams or what. But I think Steven Adams should stay there. But all in all, his name has been in too many conversations at this point. So it's up to him to stay strong and just, you know what I'm saying, play good basketball, son. But the fact still remains that his name is in a lot of stuff, so we're gonna have to throw the whole rumor mill away at this point because Steven Adams is still on the chopping block. So OKC, why not take a chance? And if you're not gonna get him, I mean, Kevin Love is the best option because you all need a stretch four, you all need a vet, you all are trying to make the damn finals, right? You all are trying to make some noise. And I don't think Billy Donovan and Russell Westbrook and Paul George are just going to get there by themselves. I don't think that Steven Adams is going to help y'all get them by himself. Who is the person that keeps on saying Dennis Schroeder is going to get traded? I don't see where that's coming from. I don't want no smoke, man. I don't want no smoke, but I just don't understand. Who is pointing that out, that Dennis Schroeder needs to be traded or anything? Good God. Anyways, enough of OKC. I'm tired of being sad. We're all in limbo. We're all waiting on Kawhi Leonard's decision, and he's totally well within his rights to just sit there and wait. Sit there and make us wait. He knows the power that he's had. Shout outs to Colin Cowherd. He talked about the fact that Kawhi Leonard was pushed out of the Pac-12. He's from California, so that's they lane right there. That's the big time right there. You know what I'm saying? Out there, you got the Big East, you got Big Ten. You know what I'm saying? At least the Big Ten was Big Ten basketball, but you got the Big East, got ACC basketball, you got SEC basketball, and then you got Pac-12. You've got that situation happened where he's pushed out of the Pac-12. Then you got, he was drafted by small Indiana, then traded to small San Antonio. Stayed there, won him a championship, felt the need to leave before the injury, got injured. And now what? Pardon my phone, you guys. Now what for Kawhi? He's getting the chance now to make his own decision. He said, hey, I want out of San Antonio, and Toronto was not on his list. So Toronto is where he went, and now he has the decision to make a decision for his own life. Power to the players. Now, I mean, it's all respect. It's all respect, but this decision is very heavy. It's very, very heavy. But we need to relax. We need to relax. TWT NIH is coming soon. I'm trying to wait until that domino falls, you guys. So I'm letting you guys know that we're in this waiting game. We're all in limbo. But it's guaranteed to be fireworks very soon. You feel me? Either way it goes, you know what I'm saying? They're going to do it for the culture, you feel me? But honestly, there's teams that have gotten really good that I want to talk about. There's teams that have gotten worse that I want to talk about. There's teams that are doing a rebuild, and I don't think they should. And the TWT and IH, the stuff that I want to talk about, I can't wait. I really can't wait. I'm excited about it. Right now, we're just in limbo and waiting, so, you know, my energy is where it is. But we still on the wave, you feel me? We still in this thing, you feel me? We in there. And we just listening and waiting for somebody to drip the sauce, you feel me? Somebody is going to make a decision. Number two, someone is going to make a decision. And yeah, exactly. We're going to go from there, man. How are you all enjoying the waiting game? I don't really even know what to name this segment, but how is the Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, how are you guys enjoying the waiting game? It's a legit waiting game. You got to be strong. You got to be built for this. Got to have the durability and the stamina for this, okay? But the marathon continues, man. Can't wait. Make sure that you guys stick around for the TWT NIH. How are you guys enjoying the waiting game? I am doing today. Today I am fine, loved ones. I am just patiently waiting just like everyone else. Patience is a skill. Something that you work at. Okay, so let's do it for the culture, man. A little JSS. Are you dumb? Don't fuck with Hall of Fame, then you must be drunk. I thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge Podcast, man. Hit me up on Twitter at Just L. Scott. Join the conversation. Check me out on our with Amino app at HOF Press Badge. And on YouTube, man, check me out. L. Scott Fitzgerald. Check it out. Log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, log in and like, comment, review, subscribe, turn the favorite star gold, and join the Hall of Fame alums. Continue to inspire me to inspire you. How is the waiting game for you all? It's just a game, but you have to remember to stay patient, and patience is a skill. You must work on it. Don't let patience work on you. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, NBA TV, Ringer Network, or Disney Airwaves yet, but we will be there soon enough. Continue to inspire me, to inspire you, and you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, ball is life. Let's grind. As you leave the scene and shake the spot, close the door behind you on your way out. The shop is closed. It's fits to my lifeline flat, and like that, we gone.